Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and Gilbert Gottfried, yeah. I'm here with Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal obsessions with the recently departed Raybone.
How are you ever going to live this down, Paul?
It's changed my life.
You go for a job interview, they say, are you the recently departed Raybone that I've heard on the
Yeah, we feel terrible. Yeah. We're heartbroken. May we tell you face to face, we're heartbroken over your death.
There's the theme. There's the Fertiros has got it queued up. The trusty Paul. Did you ever think you were going to have your own theme music?
Well, I wondered. I wished. I hoped. I
you
could
did?
Only hope.
You did. You know? This was a wish as a child.
I cajoled.
Yeah. Cajoled.
Gilbert just used the word cajoled.
Yes.
And Grandpa Al Lewis.
Courtesy
and,
of,
and put in what's her name.
Yeah. He's got them all dialed up.
Could we get serious once in a while?
Sure. Sure. Well, this is the Thanksgiving show. This is, in a way, a continuation from last week's mini episode.
Is it fair to say this is our turkey for the
listeners? It's funny you say turkey, because we're bringing back Kevin Allman's book, TV Turkeys.
Oh, wow.
That's not even... Wow. Turned into like a classic Stern show. You have the Jackie puppet on there? Call Billy. He'll do it live. We'll do it live! This book was sent
Fucking ponderous.
Ponderous. This book was sent to us by Josh Chambers, a loyal fan, TV Turkeys. We did a bunch of shows from it previously. This is the one you went looking in, hoping to find Thick of the Night.
And it was there.
And there it was, and you weren't disappointed.
That page lit up with batteries on it.
We're going to do two things. We're going to talk about two more shows from the book, one that gets a lot of mention on this podcast, and one that I don't think we brought up very much, but it's podcast themed. There's a motif in the other one that fits this show. And then we're going to do some thank yous. We're going to do a continuation of the Patreon thank yous that we started last week.
Yes.
We did A through J. We thanked everybody who supports the show on Patreon. And tonight we're going to thank people whose names start with K and end in Z. I don't think there are any Z's.
If you are a Patreon contributor, have your tape recorder running.
Yes, do it now. Do it now. Like your Bob Bergen recording his call to Mel Blanc. And then because it's Thanksgiving and we're giving thanks, we're also going to thank various teams. We're going to thank all the people that helped put this podcast together. There are a lot of them.
All of them?
All of them. Yes, all of them. Let's start with this, Gil. This is from the TV Turkeys book. An outrageous look at the most preposterous shows ever on television. This, again, sent to us as a gift, turned out to be a great book. Here's a show. What if I said to you, a show that starred Ted Bessel?
Ah.
It was created by Gary Marshall, of all people.
Okay.
Ted was coming off a pilot because he had done That Girl for our friend Billy Persky.
Yes.
Bill and Sam wrote a pilot for him called Bobby Parker and Company that didn't fly. So Gary Marshall came to him with a show where he was supposed to co-star with an animal. The show was called Me and the Chimp.
Oh, geez.
Do you have any recollection of this show?
There's been so many shows with similar titles.
Yes, this was a show about a man who hates animals forced to live with a chimp.
Oh, geez. Oh, Christ.
Fred Silverman at CBS saw a test film and wanted to capture the kiddie audience that wasn't watching Flip Wilson over on NBC. So they decided they would make a show about a man and a chimpanzee and capture the kiddie audience. So poor Ted Bessel got settled, who Bill describes as a very serious actor.
And it's funny. We've all been raised on shows where, like, the cute, lovable chimps. Chimps are the most vicious animals.
They bite your finger off.
Has been established on this show.
There have been two cases, at least. One man, one woman, who got their faces ripped off by chimps.
Yeah. And we've had several guests on this show, as we've pointed out.
That's all part of attracting the kiddie market, right there.
Yes.
Savagery of chimps.
I think the lead chimp in that series, wasn't it Connie Lingus?
He was one of the Connie Lingus chimps. his name was actually Buttons.
Buttons the Chimp.
On the show, Mike Reynolds, Ted Bessel played Mike Reynolds, a dentist who discovers a chimp hanging in a playground drain pipe. He names him Buttons.
Oh, jeez.
But Bessel called
it's irresistible, isn't it?
He called the actual chimp rude, dirty, and untalented.
That's what we say about Paul.
There was a show that I auditioned for and didn't get it.
Uh-oh.
Called Mr. Smith.
Oh, that was Ed Weinberger's show.
Yes,
about the orangutan, the talking orangutan.
It's a good thing you didn't get it.
It was up between, there were like, in some scenes there'd be the real orangutans, and then others, the most phony orangutans you've ever seen. Like something like those gorilla suits in the Three Stooges movies. More realistic.
So there's Crash Corrigan in a gorilla suit.
For a little context here, I have another chimp altogether who saved one of the longest running television shows in the business. It was just about to go under.
Was this J. Fred Muggs in the Today Show?
Yes.
He's come up before.
Excellent.
I hope all you chimp lovers and monkey lovers who like to, including you, John Fotiatis and Eric Ryan, are enjoying this chimp-themed
you know who you are.
Discussion. Yeah, J. Fred Muggs.
Now, you may
never attacked anybody as far as we know.
You may wonder why me and the chimp didn't do better, particularly when you hear how exciting the episode titles were. Can I just give you a few?
Hit me a few. Hit me with a
Mike's
few.
Day with Buttons.
Mike's the Day paint with
Buttons. Job. See that Mike's right Day with Buttons. I really want to watch.
The Lost Flashlight was another one.
Apparently, the chimp was getting paid $1,000 a week.
Probably more than the actor.
Yeah. Actually named Jackie. Buttons was the character. Uh-huh. Jackie the chimp.
Jackie the chimp.
In case you're taking notes on
yes.
this.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I assume most people
Me
are.
And the chimp was, I think Ted Bessel went into directing.
Yes.
Shortly thereafter.
Never worked with a chimp again.
But, you know, again, Gary Marshall did some pretty good things, but Me and the Chimp was not one of them. It's in the book. There's some great stuff in this book,
you
too.
You know, it's weird with Gary Marshall.
Yes, what?
Especially his movies and the TV shows. Here's a guy raised in New York.
Italian, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone thought he was a Jew because yes. he's a producer, and he talks like that. But I always felt like here he is. He was born and raised in New York, and whenever I watch his movies or TV shows, it feels like it's made by someone who just knows about New York from watching TV.
Yes, or a guy from Milwaukee, where a lot of his shows were set. A guy from the Midwest.
Yeah. But he grew up here.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
yeah.
I always he always came across like some guy who had no idea what New York was other than what he saw on TV.
That's weird.
But he did. He will forever have our admiration for putting The Odd Couple on television.
Yes.
Him and Jerry Belson. Here's one you're more familiar with, Gil. I saved the best one for last. The year was 1986. It lasted for 1 year. There were 179 episodes of I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
There were 156 episodes of The Lucy Show. And there were 144 episodes of Here's Lucy. And then...
Life with Lucy?
At the age of 75 came her big comeback, Life with Lucy.
And she's still... See, it's that thing when, like, comedians get old, and she's this, like...
She was 75.
Yeah, she's a wacky lady, and getting into hijack, and you're going, no, she doesn't come across as wacky Lucy anymore. She comes across as, uh-oh, maybe she has dementia.
Part of the reason she got that was because she had been well-reviewed in a movie called Stone Pillow.
Yes.
Was the homeless woman.
That's correct. That's correct.
Oh, there it is.
Paul brought audio visual guides.
Yeah, that's right. Show and tell.
She played Lucy Barker.
Yeah, look up the picture of Lucy in the Stone Pillow.
Well, we've discussed the Stone Pillow on this show with Billy West.
Should we tell Paul his printer needs toner?
His printer needs a lot of toner.
Yeah, why does Lucy have stripes all over her?
She was Lucy Barker, living with her daughter's family. She dragged Gail Gordon out of retirement. He played Curtis McGibbon, which would have been a good name for the chimp.
Yes.
On Me and the Chimp. She had a dead husband. He was her dead. He was her dead husband's business partner.
Oh, geez.
And she was conceived as a physical fitness nut. That's how they could explain her doing these calisthenics and the stunts where she would get on a runaway ladder in the hardware store.
Oh, geez.
The press was banned from the tapings. Never a good sign. Yeah. There were no preview episodes for critics.
And
so they must have known what they had on their hands.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you watch any of those, like Abbott and Costello, the Stooges, the Bowery Boys, if they hit each other or something, you go, oh, no, you're going to hurt them.
She was paid $100,000 an episode, 13 of them taped, only 8 of them aired.
Oh, God.
How about that?
I want to see the complete collection of those.
There must be a DVD collection of Life with Lucy. They brought in John Ritter to do a guest shot to try to revive the show.
Wow.
It did not take.
Something online said that, you know, they refused to show it to the press, as you said.
Yes.
Maybe the real mistake was they should have refused to show it to the public.
Yes. Life with Lucy. But there are some other good ones in this book. There's Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell.
Oh, yeah.
We've gone through all the McLean Stevenson versions, and You're in the Picture, and My Mother the Car, and they consider Hogan's Heroes to be a turkey.
Oh, yes.
You're still doing that bit in your act? You're not still doing the Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah,
thing.
Believe me.
Arnie Kogan. Thank you, Frank. Let's thank some Patreon people. And Gilbert would read some of these names, too. We'll go through as fast as we can. No John Machida references tonight, Gilbert.
Ah.
Carla Haler, Kelly M., Kevin Lauderdale, Kevin Peterson, Kai, K-I, Christopher Johansson, Laura Pinto. We love Laura. Laura Rushford, Lex Passeris, our friend, who used to direct Golden Girls episodes, who's very generous with our show. Liam Cairns, L. Pick 4, Lucifer Sam. Marjorie K. You played Lucifer Sam, did you not, in a movie?
Oh, yo.
Marjorie K. Hill Shelton, Mark Arnold, Mark Marchioni, Mark Rogers, Marshall N. Armentor. That's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Snyder. Here's some Gilbert's going to read. He slaps it. Look, he's got his glasses at the ready. What a pro.
Yes. Okay.
Want to thank those people?
Matt Day, Matt Rogers, Roggins. Matt Rogans.
Matt Rogina. That's an A.
I had two names to say, and I fucked up both of them 12 times.
Oh, wow.
Matthew Allen.
Good.
Matthew...
Martin.
Martin.
Or Mayor Martin.
Medea...
Media Monarchy.
Monarchy.
Medea. Medea's high school reunion.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Media Monarchy.
He is horrible.
True. Very true. I have to agree with Diane Cannon.
Yes. We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on. It is our time. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are also going to thank some people because this is, again, the Giving Thanks episode. We might bring a little bit back from the
TV
Turkey's book at the end. A little tenderness, a little emotion,
if
you will allow us. A lot of people go into making this show. Gilbert knows none of this. and if he recognizes four names on here, it'll be miraculous. But I'm going to read the names of these people. These are behind-the-scenes people, Samir Wolf people. It's not a secret that this is our last mini episode at Earwolf, so we'll thank them. But we'll start with the listener societies. Eric Fusco, Rob Smentek, Peter Santa. You guys feel free to weigh in if you have opinions. Peter Santa Maria, Alan
he
Bernard.
He sucks. Wow.
And Josh Chambers, who put the listener societies together. Gilbert and I do not have a lot to do with it, but it's brought a lot of attention to the show and there are a lot of passionate conversations on there, and it's led to a lot of fun art and other things. The artists who do so much odd work, from Wade Snook to Ralph Castaneda, who does those very strange things on Facebook, and he's very persistent and consistent. Jonathan Tesler and Mark Macho, who's designing some merch for us. Steve Hanna, who does those wonderful things. He just carved us into those pumpkins.
Yes.
Did you see that?
And then who was it who did the one of Jacqueline Bisset with a bunch of dogs where I'm there like in an imposed dog
outfit?
I
didn't put his name on the list, so now you've basically tripped me up. But I will.
Yeah.
We will thank him on social media
because
his name is escaping me. But that was great.
Yes. So many.
Brendan Bliss, who made those wonderful animations.
Oh, who did the Thanksgiving one?
Steve Hanna.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll probably have another Thanksgiving one coming. And, of course, Drew Friedman. Who is a friend of this show and generously allows us to use his art. We're going to thank some publicists and behind-the-scenes people here. Paul, you may find your name on this list somewhere.
Stay tuned. I don't expect to.
Paul Baldessari, Liz Camlett, our friend Jeff Abraham and Danny Duraney, they've been great to us. A.J. Feuerman, who brought us
You're on the list under fondly remembering.
Another moment of tenderness.
Yes.
Harlan Bowl, Lori DeWall, Anthony Turk, Rob Cotto, our friend Lee Kernis, who brought us Bob Einstein, Ry Levy, who brought us Dick Miller, Ryan Romanesco and Michael Jensen, who brought us Kenny Loggins and Stephen Bishop, and people who help us with booking. You know, people ask, how do you book the show? Through the kindness of friends and publicists, Fanny Cohen. Bill Porcelli, Dara's friend, has been great to us. Matt Beckoff brought us Bill Macy. Stuart Hirsch, Lisa Birnbach, and Vinnie Favale, who turned us on to Irwin Winkler. Steve Forrest and Adam Karsten. And also sometimes guests on the show. Previous guests on the show. Earlier guests on the show, like Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Helped, got us Treat Williams. And Bierko got us Beverly. Richard Kind has been a big help to the show, booking many people. Patton Oswalt, Kathy and Paul Schaefer, Jackie Martling has been a big help. My friend Donald Berman, Mark Malkoff, and of course a guy you might know whose name you must never say on this show.
Yes.
Gino Salamone.
his lawyers are standing ready.
Gino does a lot for us.
He doesn't.
He helps tremendously with bookings. He's brought us a lot of people. I won't go into the list. Helping me with research is Christopher Bly, who's been helping with Twitter, doing some good stuff. Our photographers, David Simon and Eric Kornman.
Yes.
Do these names mean anything
to
you? Not at all.
Not at all.
I want to thank some of the people who've done great mini episodes. Kevin Daugherty and Dave Milstein, who brought their record collections and other things. Gary Gerani did the wonderful Universal Horror episodes.
Yes.
Our friend Michael Weber. Daryl Mayeski, Rupert Holmes came in here and sat for the trivia show.
A lot of fun.
And our friend Mike Giacchino, who sat in on the Dennis Muren episode. I'll get through this quickly. Freelance engineers Alex Brazell, Rob Spiewak, Kim Page, Abe Oleksniansky. Say that one.
Oleksniansky.
Dave Mackey here at Earwolf. Chad Eaton, who did, I believe, the Robert Wagner episode. Do I have that right, Dara? I don't know. Mike McBeardo does our Facebook, McBeardo McPadden. There's a name you know.
Oh, that's right.
Gilbert's nodding off. John Bradley Seals, our webmaster, Greg Pear, Twitter Greg, does a wonderful job. Whitney Mallon and John Beach.
Absolutely.
Who've done voiceovers for the show. Quickly, the Earwolf team, Chris Bannon, Colin Anderson, Josh Richmond, Andy Slater, our friend, Kelsey Butterworth, all the LA engineers, Tiffany Square, Jared O'Connell, Ashley Warren, Harry Nelson, and three people that I have personally come to rely on putting this show together every week. And that's July Diaz and Katie Baker in LA, who've been true pros. And our friend Dave Seidel, who's not here tonight, who we love, who brought us those keyboards. Or you wouldn't have been able to sing with Charlie Fox.
I know.
And Neil Sedaka. So you should personally be thanking these people. And last but never least, oh, I didn't say the music people. John Murray. The wonderful listener mail theme.
One of the two Johns.
And John Fotiatis' trippy strawberry alarm clock listening mail that Frank just put on last week's mini. They do a lot for the show. They compose original music for it. John Fokiakis.
Ah.
Yes.
Now, Foki Hobbins.
Now Gilbert's on board. Our friend Seth Saltzman, who's been generous to the show and sat in and worked with Mario Cantone patiently to provide music for the Christmas episode, and he'll be coming back for the next
Mario's
Christmas
back.
Episode. And Seth. And, of course, Joe McGinty. We have to... There's a name you know.
Okay.
Gilbert has recognized six names.
Yes.
On this list. Last but not least, we have to thank the peerless Frank Verderosa.
Does that mean I have no friends?
No peers.
It means you have no peers.
There's one other person that we forgot to thank.
Who's that?
She's been a big inspiration to Gilbert through a lot of what we've done.
Sandra Bullock?
So turned on right now. Oh my God. You are brilliant. Come here. I will fuck you. Yeah.
I mean, we can't leave her out.
Hilarious. And of course, Raybone. Paul Rayburn.
No.
So special thanks go to you and Frank for being part of this insanity.
I have a tear in my eye.
For so long. Gilbert, is there anyone you'd like to thank?
Oh, well, I guess she's sitting in the other room.
Should you thank your wife who came up with the idea for this show?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should thank Dara. Well, we are the collective we, so we don't... I didn't include you. I didn't include thanking myself either. But Dara is the person who...
The restrooms here are the collective we.
Yes.
Yes.
Dara was the person, as we climbed toward 300 shows, who heard Gilbert and I in late-night phone conversations discussing the cinema of Simon Oakland.
Yes.
And Stuart Whitman. And she called me and said, isn't there something you can do with this nonsense?
Yeah, this useless information.
Just tons of fascinating, useless information, and that's how it led us here. So those are some humble thanks, giving thanks to all the people. I hope I haven't left anybody out. I'm sure I have. If I have, call me or write me on Facebook and let me know, including the person Gilbert brought up who did the artwork of the Jacqueline Bisset. And I did not list that person because I can't remember who it was. But a lot of people, a lot of the kindness of individuals goes into making this show. And last but not least, we will read some more names of people who've generously supported us on Patreon. And I'm even going to let Gilbert read some more.
Oh, no.
Are you up for that? Michael Barrows, Michael Berezny, Michael McGuire, Michael Shiana Maya. He's a big friend of the show. Michael Anthony Mandrake. You think that's a real name? Mike Bersheni, Mike Brady, Mike Cavanaugh, Mike Erickson. Mike Erickson is the person who named his dog after me. So he gets a special thank you. My mother is still trying to wrap her head around.
A note of sympathy Mike's, for the dog.
A note of sympathy for the dog. Mike Swanson, Mike K., Morty Weinberg, Nancy, Neil Wilson, Nicola, Nina Cursive, not a real name, Noel, Norm from Georgia, Oliver Clinton Mattson, Parry Drew, Patrick McCarthy. Patrick McCarthy got us, oh God, which guest did he get us? He got us John Astin.
Oh.
Yes. Which was a big get.
We were after him for a while.
For a long time. Patrick is a comedy writer living in L.A. and happened to be working with Sean Astin on a movie and said, I think I cracked the code. And we finally got John Astin on the show. So special thank you for Patrick. And a special thank you to all these people who've helped with bookings, because some of them have. Paul Byrne, Paul Ekstrom, Paul Sauer or Sauer, Paul Sherman, Pete Nelson, Peter Bacco, Peter Serafin, Philip Katz, Philip Lezebnik, R.W. Lovejoy, Randy Janney, Randy Wood, Ray Gastini, Ray Haluska, or Haluska, Reed Hawkins, Richard Hausman, Rick Sherry, Ricky Wilson, Rob Angelos, Rob Ellenstein, Rob Freeman, Rob Martinez. I feel like I'm Jerry on the telethon.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some for you. This should be fun.
Timpani. Robert Garrison. Robert.
Lalonde. Lalonde.
Lalonde.
Lalonde. Lalonde is French.
Robert M. Herschel. Robert Martin. Martian.
Very good. Okay, quickly. Russell Greller, Russell Kauser, Russell Morris, Rusty Bowden, Rusty Lerner. I never heard some. Rusty Hammer is not on here.
Yes.
Rusty Wainio. Sam Barber. Sam Weisberg, who asked a lot of questions. Sarah Ryan, a loyalist. Bless you, Sarah. Scott D. Miller, also Sean Liu, a loyalist, Sean Moore, Sherry Guthrie, Sharla Vitale, Sean Robert Garland, I'll get through these, Simon Linder, Stan Schwartz, Steve Birch, Steve Hoffman, Steve Whalen, Stephen Antonuccio, Stephen Craig, or Craggy, Tara Sketchley, Terry Rindall Jr., we're coming to the end, Thad Komorowski, or Komorowski, Tom Kuo, Thomas Montoya, Tom Brennan, Trent Coleman, Gilbert, you get the last batch.
Trevor.
Good. That's good. Keep going.
Trond Smervik.
Trond Smervik. That's not a real name.
Vanessa Kennedy. Will Harris. William E.
Lee.
Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's an easy one. Zach
Cruz.
Zach Cruz.
You're very good with names.
Was there an Italian anywhere in there?
There's a couple. You would have been the worst Miss Francis of Ding Dong School. Or the lady at the end of, what was it, Romper Room? The late where she reads the names of the kids that are watching at home. You would have mangled every name. Frank, I saw you bringing up some pertinent music there to go out on. So it's been a ride. We're almost ready to say goodbye to our friends at Earwolf. And, Paul, do you have anything to say?
To the friends at Earwolf?
Anything. Anything about anything.
Anything about anything. I want to see Life with Lucy.
that's your takeaway. He wants to see.
Well...
it's not. We'll have to thread it in. But it just came up on the screen, and Frank made the perfect choice.
I'd like to see Gilbert work with a chimp.
Yes. Did you hear the episode? Were you here before when the wonderful Marcia Mason was in here, and she thought Gilbert could do serious drama? It's been brought up on the show before.
That's right.
She said with a straight face, she thought he could do Shakespeare. She thought he could do Lear.
I've said this before on the show.
Say it.
Somebody out there needs to write a serious part for Gilbert in his own voice, mm-hmm. not the put-on voice. Something dramatic and sinister, and he will fucking nail it.
You mean like as a killer or an evil character?
Like a mob boss, but like...
A mob boss.
Gilbert in a chair in his own voice with the right writing will be fucking amazing.
I think he's onto something.
Everybody keeps hiring him for the same thing.
I'm usually up for the same parts as Paul Sorvino.
Do you see yourself? Have you ever played anything close to a dramatic part?
No, I don't think so.
Everybody sort of casts you as...
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've played like darker, edgier characters like in Ford Fairlane.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you play on that crime series you did with Jackie?
Oh my God. Yes.
And who were you on Silk Stockings?
Okay.
Silk Stockings.
with Charlie Brill.
The one with Jackie... we were playing like we robbed we mugged some old lady who was like just through gambling. And
so you were a mugger?
Yes.
So you were a nefarious character?
Yeah. And then me and Jackie turn on each other, and there's a big fight between the two of us, and it is the most obvious stuntmen. Like, they're like 7 feet tall, muscle-bound guys that are supposed to be me and Jackie the Joke Man.
That's hilarious.
Like, pounding each other and throwing each other over their backs and jumping from high places.
Who did you play on Silk Stockings?
Silk Stockings? Well, I was close to...
A cadaver? Who were you? Who were you?
No, I auditioned for the cadaver. I was like some guy,
a sleazebag.
Sleazebag.
Yeah, but you play a convincing sleazebag.
Yes.
We, again, want to thank all the Patreon people that we thanked last week and this week. It means a lot to us, your support, and you're going to love the new Patreon even more than you've loved the old Patreon. But we really do appreciate it. I didn't see Paul Rayburn's name on there, by the way. I went through the P's with a fine-tooth comb. And as for the credit list and everybody who's helped the show, been hands-on with the show, if I forgot your name again, I apologize, and I'm going to blame this on Gilbert. So that's, I believe, a wrap on the mini-episodes.
Oh, geez.
They are going to change. Going forward, there will still be bonus episodes, and there will be bonus content, but we're making that up as we go.
Thanks for the memory.
I do guarantee it will be something you can mispronounce, the title of. That is a given. So Frank has a nice piece of music, I think, selected for us. If you want to take us out, Gil.
You
want to say goodbye and you want to thank that man sitting across from us.
Okay, so this has been.
It sure has.
Really? It really has been. Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions. I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and sitting beside me is Frank Santopadre, and buried this morning.
Do you have a name?
Ray Bone himself.
You know, you know what's a saving? I'll see Julie Andrews again. That's what carries me through all this.
Frank, anything you'd like to say?
I'd like to say...
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying goodnight.
I hate
you. tuck that in at the end. It's been a blast. We still actually have a couple of more full-length episodes to record here. Mario will be here for the Christmas show, and we have wonderful Mary Lou Henner coming. Mario, I think this is going to be the fourth Christmas show, if not the fifth. We've lost
track.
It's
a real podcast tradition.
But this is the last traditional mini episode that we'll be recording here. So the show is going through changes, good changes. We're terribly excited about them, and you guys will find out what they are very soon. So
as soon as we do, Darius.
As soon as we know. So, Gilbert, take us out.
Yeah. The Miami Beach audience is the greatest audience in the whole world.
We'll see you soon.
As saccharine as it may sound, as corny as it may be, my God, what a good day for mankind. When you walk through a storm, keep your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never, never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk alone.